From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congressional Democratic leaders say they have the votes they need to enact health care overhaul legislation, but Republican leaders disagree. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports President Obama is taking nothing for granted. He was traveling to Capitol Hill today to rally Democratic lawmakers on the eve of the crucial votes.
President Obama told fellow Democrats, do not vote for the overhaul for the Democratic Party.
Do it for the American people. They're the ones who are looking for action right now.
Democratic leaders say they have the numbers they need to pass the legislation tomorrow, but House Minority Leader John Boehner says not so.
They do not have the votes yet. We got to keep working to make sure that they never, ever, ever, ever get the votes to pass this bill.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she scrapped plans for an indirect vote that would have meant using a legislative maneuver to approve the Senate's version of health overhaul. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Israel to halt all new settlement construction anywhere in the occupied West Bank or East Jerusalem. Ban also is urging Israel and the Palestinians to return to negotiations. That stand taken this week by the so-called quartet of peacemakers for the region, the U.S., European Union, Russia, and the U.N.
We have condemned strongly, in the name of quartet, the recent Israeli measures to establish 1,600 units as a settlement. This is against international law.
Bond speaking in the West Bank city of Ramallah, where he met with Palestinian officials today. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared a limited freeze on settlement construction in the West Bank, but the moratorium does not include East Jerusalem. Sandbag barriers and clay dikes are holding so far in Fargo, North Dakota, where the Red River is rising toward a crest above flood stage tomorrow. City officials say it's too early to celebrate, though. As Minnesota Public Radio's Ambar Espinosa reports, response crews on both sides of the river are more prepared for the flooding this year.
Local, state, and federal agencies report they've had more time to prepare and train for this flood disaster. They arrived early to get familiar with the flood terrain. Officials also say they're communicating better among one another. The National Weather Service expects water levels to decline more quickly than it originally expected. Flooding could continue to threaten homes and roads for much of next week. Fargo officials report no leaks or breaches in the temporary levees and dikes as the floodwaters continue to rise slowly. About 800 National Guard troops are on duty in the Red River Valley for flood support. This year's flood is nearly 1 week earlier than last year's. That's when the river rose to an all-time record high. For NPR News, I'm Ambar Espinosa in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Former Congressman and Interior Secretary Stuart Udall has died at his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the age of 90. Udall served in both the Kennedy and the Johnson administrations. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 8 people have been arrested as anti-war protesters rallied in the nation's capital today. They were marking the 7th anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq and calling for the withdrawal of American troops from that country and from Afghanistan. And then there were 3. One of the 4 top seeds in the NCAA men's basketball tournament has been defeated. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the tournament's overall top seed has been upset by Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa outplayed top-seeded Kansas for much of the game. The Panthers' tough defense slowed the normally high-scoring Jayhawks as Northern Iowa took an 8-point lead at halftime. Then they hung on for dear life as Kansas mounted a furious rally in the game's closing minutes. It appeared Kansas' experience would prevail as the Jayhawks forced Northern Iowa into numerous mistakes, but Northern Iowa was able to grab key loose balls and rebounds and score key baskets at the end. None was bigger than the 3-point jump shot guard Ali Faruqmanesh made with 35 seconds left in the game. It gave the Panthers an insurmountable 4-point lead. Along with St. Mary's upset win of number 2-seeded Villanova, Saturday was what's called a bracket-busting day at the tournament as the favorites fell and the upstarts moved on. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
What a difference a day makes. This first day of spring feels like anything but, from the Texas Panhandle up to Illinois. Amy Seeley is a National Weather Service meteorologist in Chicago.
We had a 65-degree high temperature on Friday at Chicago O'Hare, and then Saturday our high has reached 39 degrees.
And a storm system is walloping Oklahoma and the southern plains with heavy snow and strong winds, blizzard conditions expected in some areas. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.